Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson coming at you. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the XYZ. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. I'm sure my partner isn't feeling like 1,000% today because he had an unbelievable experience. I'm sure watching a great football game between Washington and Oregon State. Washington winds up getting it done. We had a great slate of college football, my friend. I can't wait to dive into that with you. Obviously, we got to talk NBA hoops. We're going to have to talk NFL. A lot going on in the sports world, my friend. How are you?
I am doing good, and yes, I am a little disappointed this morning. My beloved Beavers, we have lost three games by a total of 8 points, and it's a play here and there that decides games, as you and I both know, but it is a new day. The sun is out. The NFL is rolling along. We got a lot to talk about, plus the NBA, the in-season tournament. We got a ton, so let's get to it, man.
I agree, man. It's going to be a fun couple hours here. But, yeah, man, interesting time in sports right now. So we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll get into it. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Ancestry makes the perfect gift to give people because it literally blew my mind.
It's literally like you're giving them something that they would have no knowledge of.
Which is very important because for us to basically be able to find our missing family or to see my indigenous heritage confirmed inside there, it's one gift, but it's so many different things.
Show someone where they came from this holiday season with Ancestry DNA, now on sale at Ancestry.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the XYZ for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports. All right, Mike. So I'll tell you where we're going right now, my friend. Let's go down the college football road, my friend. Let's go down that college football road a little bit first before we talk NBA hoops, in-season tournament, which, you know, by the way, I just want to put this out there. It's good to see guys playing, like, till the last second. In a couple of games that it looked like it was meaningless, you saw – guys trying to score at the end of the game because at the end of the day, the points might mean something towards you being in or out. So in a lot of ways, I like what I'm seeing because we're seeing effort that we would not see otherwise, Mike. So in that sense, I think it's a hit, to be honest with you. We'll get into that, though, a lot later, okay? Let's talk college football, brother. Okay, so Georgia does what they do in a game that allegedly was like the game where they could have a slip up and because they're going to be playing Alabama next week or whatever it was, but they don't have a slip up. They're Georgia, and that's kind of what we've come to expect from them. The Ohio State Buckeyes go and they dominate my Minnesota Gophers, which I'm not shocked or surprised about that. Michigan, Maryland was fun, my friend. That was fun, okay, because it wasn't like Michigan was running away with that game. Maryland was up for the challenge. They didn't have enough firepower to get over it, but made it very difficult on Michigan, right? Florida State cruises against North Alabama. How is that on your schedule right now, I guess is what I'm wondering, but I ain't mad at you. Oregon, did you go to the game yesterday? Did you go?
I was there. I was there, and I saw that machine up close and personal. I will add a couple of things here, Dorf, before you go through the rest of the scores.
Yeah, yeah.
Oregon, like, like, I will say this, and as being an Oregon State alumni and saying anything nice about the Ducks is kind of like vinegar in my mouth kind of thing, and I've said that multiple times on the show. Oregon is the real deal. I personally think they're the best team in the Pac-12. I personally think that they're a playoff team. There are teams, Andy, that can put points on the board. Washington's a team that can put points on the board. Georgia can put points on the board. Oregon scores at will. They can score anywhere, anyhow that they want. I mean, granted, it was Arizona State yesterday. They had a couple, you know, they had a couple of screen passes go for touchdowns that were plus 50 yards. And they just ran whatever they wanted to. They put points on the board. They were up 42-0 at halftime. Oregon is the real deal, and anybody that doesn't think Oregon's the real deal right now is just kidding themselves and lying to themselves. Oregon's that good to me.
No, I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree with you. Oregon is an offensive juggernaut. We know that for sure.
Yeah.
But you said something that I'm gonna disagree with. When you say that Oregon is the best team in the conference, didn't Washington beat Oregon?
Well, yeah, they beat them head to head, very close. And if head coach Dan Lanning doesn't go for it, like, what, three or four times, like, Oregon, I still think if Oregon gets to the Pac-12 championship game against Washington, I think it could be a different outlook, and then they would be the best team. But head to head right now, yeah, I mean, look, you can do all that, but my eye test tells me Oregon is a slightly better team than Washington, but they are the better team.
All right, let's talk a little bit about that team down in Tucson. You know, like vinegar in your mouth, this is the same thing for me since I went to ASU, right? But they're good, man.
Right.
I gotta say it, dude. They're good. Okay, they're freaking good. They're a fun watch. Okay, they're a really fun watch. How have they turned it around in Tucson, man? Seriously, how have they turned it around?
Well, you know, a lot of it's recruiting. A lot of it's getting kids there that aren't necessarily a lot of 4- and 5-star guys. They got 3-star guys that have a chip on their shoulder that weren't recruited by the big schools. And, you know, you and I both, Andy, we like to give credit where credit is due, and head coach Jed Fish has built that thing from the bottom. I mean, when he took over that program, it was garbage. I mean, it was a hot dumpster fire down there. It was, you know, any team that went to Tucson or had Arizona on their schedule for that week, it was almost a guaranteed win. But he has those kids believing. He's recruited the right kids. He's recruited his kind of kids, and he has them believing that they can do some special things. I mean, they're 8-3. Who would have thought U of A, which is a basketball school in football, would be 8-3 at this point? And you know, they still have an outside shot at getting to the Pac-12. Title game in Las Vegas in a couple of weeks, which, by the way, I will be there again for the last Pac-12 football championship game. But they have an outside shot. They need some help. They need Oregon to lose. And so they have what it takes to get there. Will they get there to the title game for the conference? Who knows? But all in all, Andy, it is a successful season down there in the old Pueblo, down in Tucson.
Has anything changed for you with the top four based on what Washington was able to accomplish against your Oregon State Beavers? Or are we looking at the same top four that we just had in the last poll? And obviously, we're getting closer and closer to the final poll. So what say you about where Washington and or Oregon are? Do they stay 5-6, or does somebody jump up and get in that top four somehow, some way, which I don't see it possible with everybody else winning?
Yeah, see, I'm kind of with you on that. I don't really see it changing. The only change that really that could happen would be that Florida State and Washington flip, even though they're both undefeated, because Florida State lost their quarterback last night. And that's a huge loss for Florida State. He was the that kid was the epitome of that program. He put in the time, and then to see what happened to him, and to see his, I don't know if you saw it, Andy, but to see his lower leg, ankle, like the whole foot was facing him, that's how bad it was broken.
Wow.
Was just, it was pretty bad. So based off of that, I could see the committee flipping UW and Florida State based off of that injury, even though they are both undefeated. I think Oregon will stay where they're at because they played Arizona State, and Arizona State is, you know, they're struggling as a program right now. But, you know, and Washington played a top 10, top 11 team in the country in Oregon State and came out victorious on the road. So I think that could play a part as well. But everything else, I think, basically stays the same.
I would punish Florida State if I'm the committee, man. I'm sorry, but you played North frickin' Alabama, dude.
Alabama, 3-8. Right.
Like, yeah. Come on. It's a joke, bro. It's an absolute joke of a game at this point in the season. And Washington going to Oregon State, to me, that speaks volumes, bro. They were able to go win in that kind of an environment, bro. I think you got to reward those kids personally. But I can see them doing absolutely nothing since everybody else won. I hear the music. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into the NBA, my friends. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Alrighty, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the XYZ. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Real NBA hoops to talk about, real in-season tournament to talk about. Boston Celtics on top of the Eastern Conference right now at 10-2. The Minnesota Timberwolves and the Denver Nuggets are both 9-3 in the Western Conference. Those are your top two top teams, right? Philadelphia, Milwaukee at 2-3. You got Denver, like I said, they were tied with the T-Wolves, but Denver and Dallas, those are your top three. Oklahoma City, number four. Sacramento, yeah, number five. Houston, number six. You have not heard me say the Los Angeles Lakers yet, which I'm going to say now, at seven. Phoenix at eight. New Orleans at nine. And then, obviously, the Golden State Warriors at 10. On the outside looking in, James Harden and the L.A. Clippers. Okay. All right, brother. Let's talk about this a little bit. Okay, so I think last week or the week before, whatever it was, you know, I was talking about the Milwaukee Bucks and you were talking about right. The Celtics and, you know, the Celtics were gelling. The chemistry kind of looked like it was immediate, right? And the Bucks chemistry wasn't happening so great and, you know, their wins and losses were kind of embarrassing to a certain degree. I feel like they have definitely figured things out as they are now on a four-game win streak. The Bucks and the Celtics, if I'm not mistaken, are the two hottest teams along with Oklahoma City and the Sacramento Kings. So those are the four hottest teams right now in the league. But I really feel like once Dame and Yanni really figure this thing out, man, everybody better go on notice, okay? Like, I mean, dude, it's been a struggle, and they're 9-4, right? Like, it's been a struggle. Let's be honest.
Right.
And they're somehow, some way, that they're right there, even though they're struggling profusely. So with that being said, I'm really excited about what may happen for this Milwaukee Bucks team moving forward. And I almost feel like, in a weird way, you know, Boston only has one way to go, my friend. They're only going to go down, okay? Like we were expecting the Bucks to be like Boston was immediately. They weren't there. I think they're finding themselves. And truth be told, what I think hurts Boston is the lack of the depth. Like, dude, they have a great starting lineup. Don't get me wrong, man. Great starting lineup. I'll give you all the props in the world. You got the best starting five in the league. Okay? You got the best starting five in the league. No, for real. But I think the depth is where I see a problem for the Boston Celtics is later on in the season and when guys are starting to get a little tired. Can their bench and roll guys pick up the slack for those starters who we know are so good and so important to what Boston does? So, yeah, I mean, look, it's a two-team race, but Philly is good. I think we got to understand that Philly is pretty good, and the trade that they made them better, right?
It's addition by subtraction. in Philly. Like, that's what I think about Philly. I think with I think with Boston, you're right on in terms of depth. I mean, that's always been my concern with Boston. So the lack of depth, the lack of height is going to be an issue, I think, there. But we'll see. I mean, like you said, I mean, Boston's starting five is nails. I mean, that is fun to watch right now. But we'll see. I mean, there's ebbs and flows to all this, and who knows? Maybe there's a couple guys off the bench in Boston that make it good. But we shall see.
Miami's not bad. I think Indiana is right. This year's Sacramento Kings. Indiana is this year. Oh. Like last year was the Sacramento yep. Kings. This year it's the Indiana Pacers that are that team that are really yep. fun. They're really exciting. They get up and down that floor. They can score a ton of points, man. Like, I think Indiana's leading the league in scoring right now, if I'm not mistaken. And they can light it up. The Knicks, I really think the East is like six teams strong. I really do. Like, all six of those teams right. are pretty good. Obviously, Boston, Philly, Milwaukee are a little bit above. But Indiana, Miami, and New York, I think they can surprise people. I really do. Minnesota, man, on the other side, how impressive are the Timberwolves? And you know, like last year, I kept saying, if this team was healthy, I think they'd be a really, really, right. really tough out. Again, this year, man, if they're healthy, they got a good nucleus, man, with Towns, with the point guard, the lefty from Utah. I can't Conley. They've got Ant-Man. Yeah, like, dude, they like, you know how you always say that they got dudes? Like, Minnesota's got dudes, bro, okay? They got dudes, yep. and if they're healthy, I really think Minnesota could be a thorn in the side in the Western Conference. What say you?
No, I absolutely believe the same thing, Andy, and they are, and then top it off, they're young. Like, this is a young team that's learning how to win, that's kind of, they're finding their way. They're 9-3 right now. They're undefeated at home. They're above 500 on the road. They are a team, like you said, that could be and probably will be a thorn in the side of many of these teams that we think are going to contend in the West. You know, and that includes the NBA champion Denver Nuggets. And any other team that is coming through, and Oklahoma City's young too. They got young guys. They got Chet. He's learning how to play. He's going to be up for Rookie of the Year this year. They got they have draft picks. What, they have like 1,600 draft picks between now and like 2026. It's insane the amount of like draft capital that they're going to have to spend to maybe bring in a veteran guy to Oklahoma City to help them out. But, you know, there are teams that, like you said, are going to be a thorn in the side of many of these kind of established teams that a lot of the media likes to go, okay, it's going to be Phoenix, Denver, the Lakers. I don't know about the Lakers, man. I just don't. And Austin Reeves is struggling. He's now coming off the bench, which I think was a good move by the coach there for the Lakers to start bringing him off the bench, put him playing against the second teamers kind of thing, get him going a little bit more. But I don't know if I'm in the West, if I'm too all that worried about the Lakers. I would be more worried about, like you said, how we started this off with Minnesota, with Denver. Obviously, they're going to be right there at the end. But we have Dallas, Sacramento, Oklahoma City, you know, and Phoenix. You know, you and I both know people in Phoenix are like, what's going on? They're kind of, I don't know if they're falling off the bandwagon, but I mean, some of this is injury. You know, you can explain it through injuries. But Phoenix is struggling right now. But right, like the standings say, it's Minnesota and Denver right now, and then there's everybody behind them.
Look, man, the Phoenix Suns made a monumental mistake this offseason.
Yep.
Let's put it out there and let's say it before anybody else does. Okay. They traded for damaged goods in Bradley Beal. I'm really wondering. I'm wondering what the hell they were doing, what they were thinking, and did they do their due diligence, man? Like, seriously, why didn't this guy have a physical? I'm sorry. And if he did, how in the frick did the guy pass the physical? Because he can't get on the floor. So Nurkic is a downgrade from Ayton. They hated Ayton. They ran the guy out of town. Look, Ishbia is, in my humble opinion, I don't want to insult people, but just because you have a lot of money doesn't mean you make great decisions. Because you have a lot of money, you can afford to make some bad decisions, to be honest with you. Okay? And I don't know if this guy knows what the heck he's doing. And rumor has it, he's getting a lot of his insight and a lot of his help from Isaiah Thomas, who he is really, really close with. I believe Isaiah spends time with him here in Arizona. I don't know if you've seen what Isaiah did as a GM, but it wasn't great for Detroit. And ultimately, man, you got to make good decisions in this world. And I don't know what the Suns are doing, bro. They traded for damaged goods. You can't put it any other way. They traded for damaged goods. I don't think they did their due diligence. We got to take a break. Right. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. they can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Alrighty, people, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. X for Mike would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And yes, I suppose, Mike Wilson, you brought up a good point. We would be remiss if we did not address the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room
big elephant
is one Draymond Green, who, by the way, they did an absolutely pathetic skit on Saturday Night Live making fun of this dude. And ultimately, it was trash. It was terrible. But they're trying to stay relevant. They're trying to stay current. Look, Draymond Green, at this point, in my humble opinion, Mike Wilson, is out on the basketball floor to cause chaos and to be a distraction from whatever the hell you're trying to do on a basketball floor. And then when Steph Curry doesn't play, you can bet your ass that Draymond Green is going to do whatever the hell he can to get tossed out of that game, because that's who he is and that's what he does. He is a really bad teammate, man. At this point in time, he's sitting out 5 games. I said to you, I think he gets 5 to 10 games. 5 on the low, and I was hoping for 10, but I think they looked at it and they're like, oh, if we take them out 10 games, well, then we're going to really ruin the Golden State Warriors team year. We can't do that. 5 games, we're going to make a pretty big statement, and you know what? The Golden State Warriors are going to work themselves out of top 4, and they're barely hanging on to the top 10 right now, and quite frankly, I think this is going to set them back for the rest of the season, to be honest with you, Mike Wilson. And ultimately, I can't stand that guy. I'm sorry, but if you can't tell in the way that I talk right about him, I can't stand that guy. Him making $25 million a year to do what he does on a basketball floor, it sounds like he's ripping people off. That's what it sounds like to me, man. And when you're not available because you're getting tossed out of games, you're a detriment to your team, man. So I don't like what this guy does on a basketball floor anymore, okay? I just don't like it. He's a thug, if you will. He's out there to hurt people. Like, dude, he had Rudy Gobert in a headlock, okay? This isn't the WWE frickin' E, okay? It's not. And I know we got MISM who loves the WWE. This is not the WWE, man. Okay? This is the NBA. It's basketball. It's not wrestling. It's not football. Yeah, man. I don't get this guy. I'm sorry, bro. I don't get this guy, and I find him to be a complete distraction on the basketball floor. How about you?
Oh, let's see. Can I just say ditto and be done with it? Like, it's one of those things with me, Andy, that when I look at this and I see what he's doing, it reminds me of Rodman a little bit. But I look at Rodman and him a little different. I think Rodman was not concerned with scoring. He was a rebounding machine, but he was also there for distraction. He was also there. I didn't think he was a very good teammate. We want to call a spade a spade. He's a thug. Draymond's a thug. Draymond's a complete thug. He's not there. to the benefit of his team anymore. He's not there for the benefit of the league. And for everybody that says he was coming to the defense of his teammate, I beg to differ in the strongest terms.
I agree. There's one way
to get your teammate off of, you know, somebody else. You can push them. You can shove them. You don't headlock them, trying to put them to sleep in a sleeper hold, and then drag them down the court a little bit. There is no place for it in the league. I was hoping for 10 games. We got 5, which I still think is a little weak. But like you said, like, you know, the league doesn't want to ruin Golden State's chances. Screw that. I think the thing in Golden State, that whole reign, that whole kind of team, I think they're on the downside of everything. And
absolutely.
And maybe Draymond sees that, and he's just like, maybe I don't want to be a piece of this tonight, this game or that game. But Draymond Green is a thug, and it would take, you know, if I was a player and they did that to my teammate, I'd be getting in Draymond's face and be like, you keep doing that, I'm going to break your legs. I'm going to take you out. And I think someone needs to stand up to the bully. Like, people don't want to stand up to Draymond because maybe they're scared of him or he intimidates them. Somebody just has to step up to the bully and just not give a you know what. And make him an example of, this is what you do to bullies. And I don't know who that is going to be, but man, something needs to happen to him. And I hate saying that. I really do.
Look, Matt, look, Rudy Gobert, in my humble opinion, I have nothing to gain or to lose. Okay. Like, I don't care one way or the other, like, being honest with you. Okay. But I saw Rudy Gobert run over there to de-escalate the situation.
Yep.
I didn't look at it like Rudy was going there to make it worse. That wasn't how I saw it. I saw it like he went over there to, like, stop whatever was going on. And then Dre came and just made it escalate and put it in a place where it really didn't need to go. So yeah, I don't think there's any place for this type of behavior in any sport. I'll be honest with you, especially not this one. You know, this kind of, it's not the same, right? Because Ron Artest went out into the stands and all that, but it kind of makes you think about that situation where it got completely out of hand, right? Like, this was completely out of hand, and for one reason, Draymond Green. Okay, like, there's no other way to put it. But it was out of control because Draymond Green made it that way. Hey, I got to get your thought on this. I want to switch gears because I don't know enough about this, but I know you do. What was up with the race? No, I know you know. I know you do, and I know I'm just throwing something at you, but I know you're gonna know. So I'm gonna ask, what was that deal with the race in Las Vegas? On Saturday night, I think it started at 11 o'clock, and that was so that, like, Europeans or people on the other side of the world could watch it, right? Like, I actually think that that's kind of a cool concept. So tell me a little bit about this whole situation.
Well, look, I mean, that's exactly why they did start everything, the practice, you know, the practice rounds and all that kind of stuff and the race. To accommodate Europe, because Europe, you know, like soccer over there, F1 is huge. Tons of millions of people watch that, or hundreds of thousands of people watch F1 on a weekly basis. So they started it, you know, they started it late. Okay. No better city to start something late in than Las Vegas, baby. Because that city's always
awake.
You and I both know that. So I don't have a problem with it. The problems that they've had at the beginning, I'm sure you saw, like the practice, you know, the practice round where signs, you know, the racer signs, goes over a water main hole or something, and they sit so low that the suction and just the force of going over something like that sucks that can suck those things up, and unfortunately, it just killed the whole underside of, you know, for him and Team Ferrari on, I believe it was Thursday night, and then they kicked people out later that had paid thousands upon thousands of dollars to watch the race from the grandstands or from, you know, penthouse suites along the strip and, you know, all those kind of things. So it got off to a rough start. It sounds like it ended up much better than it started. I know that many racers, like Verstappen, obviously Sainz, who I don't think he raced, they were not impressed with the track. Andy, and I meant to talk to you about this, Friday night I went out, and I actually sat down next to, unbeknownst to me for a long time, a former IndyCar open-wheel driver that was talking about the race and his contacts that he had up there, you know, that Las Vegas built this and built it up a certain way, and it's not even close to what, you know, reality is not even close to what it was built up to be. Verstappen, you know, the champion this year and champion last year, the best race car driver on the planet right now, he said, look, I'm not impressed with the track. Vegas is 99% show, 1% racing. I think that's how the racers kind of looked at it too. And you know, my honest opinion, a lot of these tracks, Andy, that the F1 guys race on and they've raced on for years, these tracks have been built up over years. And even before the first race, like, they're built up over time. It seemed like the one in Vegas was kind of just slapped together in like 10 months. I mean, they recently just finished the resurfacing of the strip for the race, you know, about a month ago or about 6 weeks ago. So, you know, there's those kind of things. I don't know if F1 comes back to Vegas. I don't know what the contract's like, but there's going to have to be some improvements for Vegas to continue to host an F1 race.
Look, man, at the end of the day, they pulled it off, right? And usually the first time you try something, it doesn't go as smoothly as you want it to. And hopefully over time, things will just get better and better. Look, with the concept and the idea of what they did, I think it behooves them to figure out a way to make this work. That's all I'm saying. I think they need to figure out a way to make it work. And whether it's Vegas or another city, whatever, man, right? Like, whatever. Who cares where that happens to be? But I just like the uniqueness of what they were trying to do to capture as many viewers and as many eyes as they possibly could. I want to hit you with this before we get to the break. So last night, when Giannis Antetokounmpo got his fifth rebound in the game against the Dallas Mavericks, he became the youngest player in NBA history with 7,000 career rebounds, became the youngest player in NBA history to reach 16,000 points, 7,000 rebounds, and 3,000 assists in his career. Giannis is 28 years old and 347 days. Kevin Garnett did it, just to put it in perspective, 29 years, 199 days. Kareem, 30 years and 354 days. Larry Bird was 31 and 69 days. And good old the king of the game, LeBron James, 31 and 84 days. So I think Giannis has put himself in some unbelievable company right there, right? And actually setting a new bar and a new standard. So pretty unbelievable. We got to take a break. We'll do it. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour, which means hour number two, all about the NFL. And we'll have a great guest, Ari Wolf, to talk about what's happening in football, tennis, you name it. We'll have you covered. So keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
All righty, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf pulling you through. We've obviously talked a lot about the association, which is the NBA. We've talked a lot about college football. We're going to have to start talking college hoops relatively soon because that's gotten underway. Yep. We also talked a little bit about that race that happened in Vegas. Anything you got to get off your chest before hour two, all about the NFL, and we'll have the great Ari Wolf join us about 12 minutes after the hour to break things down. He's going to want to talk a little tennis too, so I'm just giving you a little heads up on that. There's a big one today. It's Djokovic and Sinner playing in Italy on one of the fastest surfaces out there as far as it goes, so we'll have to get a little insight from him on that. But also, just obviously, we're going to be talking a lot of NFL, and we'll talk about the rematch between his Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, which will be the Monday night or so. Anything you got to get off your chest, brother?
You know, look, hey, the only thing on that I want to get off my chest is just everybody that's a Pac-12 fan or a Pac-12 alumni, just enjoy what we have left with the rivalry games, the Pac-12 championship game, and then when we get into college basketball. Because this is it. I mean, I'm you know how I feel about my conference, Andy, and I grew up a West Coast guy. I grew up in it. I graduated from a Pac-12, Pac-10 school at the time. It's truly sad, but, you know, everybody has to move on. But just enjoy what we have left of the Pac-12.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're going to Devil games or not, but hopefully there's some excitement there for the Sun Devils this season. Anyways, hour one is in the books. Hour two is on the horizon, all about the NFL. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The war between Israel and Hamas rages on.
Israeli forces stormed Gaza's main hospital and said they found weapons and a laptop with a photo of a kidnapped Israeli soldier on it. This comes as President Biden said he doesn't believe the war would end until there's a two-state solution. I'm Dave Collins.
Nearly two-thirds of the nation views crime as a significant concern. 63% of respondents indicated that crime is an extremely or very serious issue, although only 17% labeled crime as extremely serious in their local communities. Over half stated that they have observed an increase in crime in their areas. President Biden wants to keep working with China for the benefit of the world.
President Biden said during the APEC CEO summit in San Francisco on Thursday that a stable relationship between the U.S. and China is beneficial for the world economy.
Where it makes sense to work together, we've committed to work together. We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, to avoid surprises, prevent misunderstandings.
Biden acknowledged, however, that the U.S. and Beijing have substantive differences in terms of leveling the economic playing field and safeguarding intellectual property. I'm John Schaefer.
There are renewed calls for a TikTok ban after influencer and anti-Israeli activist Lynette Atkins told thousands of her followers to read a letter from Osama bin Laden. And her video got more than 800,000 views. Florida Senator Rick Scott, among those calling for a ban of the social media platform.
TikTok is toxic to our kids. You can look at all the articles. Look at what they teach our kids versus what they teach kids in China.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Sean Diddy Combs denying allegations of rape and abuse by R&B singer Cassie, the music mogul being sued by his former long-term girlfriend, whose real name is Cassandra Ventura. She claims she met Combs in 2005 when she was 19 years old, and soon after she was given drugs, beaten by him, and forced to have sex with male prostitutes. The suit also says towards the end of their relationship in 2018, Combs forced his way into her home and raped her. A lawyer for Combs called the claims offensive and outrageous. The weapons expert for Alec Baldwin's movie Rust facing a separate gun charge in an unrelated incident. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed facing a charge in New Mexico of unlawfully carrying a firearm in a licensed liquor establishment just weeks before the incident on set that led to a deadly shooting. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game coming to Atlanta. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announced yesterday that the Braves deserve to host a game in 2025 as the organization is a model of success on and off the field. It will be the first All-Star Week at Truist Park and the first hosted by the Braves since 2000. The league pulled the game from Atlanta in 2021 over pressure after the state's new election law passed. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, Hour 2, all about the NFL. Week 11 is here. I can't even believe it. Holy, you know what. Week 11 is here. We had a crazy game on Thursday night where, unfortunately, for the Cincinnati Bengals and Joey Big Game Burrow, he is donezo for the year, and so are the Cincinnati Bengals, my friend Mike Wilson. Unbelievable, brother. Week 11 is here. What say you about Week 11?
Well, first of all, I will agree with you. The Bengals are done. I know there's some people saying, well, they still have an outside chance. They're done. Burrow's out. Just put the fork in them. We got a bevy of great games, so let's get into it. Let's talk about it with Ari Wolf, and, let's see what we can come up with.
Absolutely. On the other side, we will have the great Ari Wolf. He does, obviously, commentator for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's all over the map. If you don't know who he is, I feel bad for you. We got to take a break, and we'll bring him on. Ari Wolf, the great Ari Wolf, American sportscaster here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh. Check it out. The prices on all these highly rated tequilas are amazing. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the best deals in town. Remember that amazing Reposado your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, Whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. We are going to bring on none other than American sportscaster Ari Wolf to talk to us about NFL, maybe a little tennis. The guy's all over the map. ESPN, Stadium Networks, Pac-12 Network. I mean, it's unbelievable where this guy is, but yet, here and there, we have time to talk to each other, and guy makes time for me. I can't thank you enough. Ari, good morning, my friend. How are you?
My pleasure. Good morning to you guys. How we doing on this NFL Sunday?
I'm doing all right, man. It's week 11. Like, is that insane or what? It's week 11 already of the NFL season? Don't we feel like it's going by too quick? Yes or no?
Always too quick. I mean, the NFL season could be year-round, and I think we'd still be stoked to have games every weekend.
I agree, man. And obviously, we'll talk about Philadelphia-Kansas City because that's the rematch. But before we do that, we got to talk about some things. Cincinnati-Baltimore Thursday night. Joey Big Game Burrow gets hurt. He's done for the year. I've been saying this all season long, Ari, and I don't think I'm a genius. I don't think I'm a rocket scientist. But it's a league that's based on great quarterback play. And I would say that we've seen some of the worst quarterback play that I can imagine. And part of that is because we don't even know who the hell these guys are. Okay? Like, it's just the truth. I mean, who the heck is the Bears backup? Who the heck? You get my point, okay? But with that being said, like, Cincinnati actually has a guy that is a backup that that probably is relatively capable in Jake Browning, who played at Washington. We haven't seen him yet, but ultimately, I just got to get your take on a league that is based on great quarterback play. I think we're seeing some of the lousiest quarterback play that I can remember in a long, long time, Ari. Am I on to something, yes or no?
Yes, you're on to something, but I do think that the league has gotten a little unlucky with how many injuries we've had at the quarterback position, so that's why we're seeing so many other guys play we wouldn't otherwise see. I think we can all agree that playing quarterback is the hardest job in professional sports. We can't find 32 guys to do it at an elite level. And if you're lucky enough to have a good one like Joe Burrow, he gets hurt. You know, even if your backup is capable, you know, he's not Joe Burrow. So it's a league that I think tries its best to keep quarterbacks healthy, and that's taken away from some of the physicality around the quarterback and rushing the passer. I know that they got to find a balance there, but, you know, when a guy plays the quarterback position at a high level, it's a great game to watch. Yes, you're 100% right. I think more rookie quarterbacks have started a game this year than any season in NFL history, and we're only in week 11. So it is an issue, right? I don't think everybody wants to see rookie quarterbacks playing. And look, some of the rookies that we were excited to see play, like in Carolina, really it doesn't look very good, right? I mean, Bryce doesn't look like the number one pick. It looks ugly. So, you know, the one exception I think that I didn't see C.J. Stroud coming out and having this kind of rookie season. So let's temper our disappointment in how many terrible quarterbacks are currently playing, that there are some gems out there, and we're seeing some young talent. And I think that the guy really at the top of that list is C.J. Stroud.
Agreed.
Well, Ari, once again, it's nice to talk to you. Just asking a question for friends of mine and my household. How the hell are the Steelers doing this? How is Pittsburgh 6-3? Like offensively, sometimes it's just tough to watch. And you know, everybody's screaming for Matt Canada's head, but they're 6-3. They're right behind the Ravens. Does this continue? Or is there going to be a precipitous fall, the last 6 weeks of the season?
Well, partially, I don't think it's going to happen just because the injuries to quarterbacks. We're back to our topic that Andy started us with in that division, right? You got two starting quarterbacks that are down for the year in Joe Burrow and Deshaun Watson, so that means easier division games. Look, I think Mike Tomlin, you could make a pretty compelling case as a top three coach in the league. He seems to do more with less than anybody else, and he gets guys to buy in because they're not a particularly talented team. I wouldn't say that they've, you know, created a team that has a lot of exceptional players, but they play like a team, and they've got a certain Pittsburgh toughness. I don't think that they're going to stay on this pace. I think 6-3, I think that's about as good as it's going to get. But I think they get into the playoffs. I think Tomlin has another season with a team over 500. He's been like clockwork. You can count on Tomlin. But look, I think there are a bunch of teams that are winning games, and it's not that pretty. And a lot of it has to do with quarterback play, right? Brings us back to Pittsburgh quarterback play isn't very good, right? I mean, they're not fun to watch. So, yeah, I think the Steelers are going to make the playoffs, but I don't think it's necessarily going to be beautiful football. But I give a ton of credit to Tomlin, the locker room there, the way that franchise operates. They're very consistent. Those guys who come into Pittsburgh know what to expect and what the demands are. There's a level of professionalism. So, yeah, I think Mike Tomlin is certainly one of the candidates to be the NFL Coach of the Year.
That's the voice of Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. We're obviously talking NFL at this moment in time. All right, so let's keep it rolling. The Dolphins play the Raiders today. The Raiders have kind of turned things around ever since Antonio Pierce took over. They got rid of the coach. They got rid of the GM. The Raiders are playing better football. The Dolphins can't beat a team that's 500 or better, but that seems to be the case for them today, right? They're playing the Raiders, who are 5-5. They're a huge favorite. You know, that's the other thing that we're seeing this year, Ari, is these really big numbers. 14-point spread there, Cowboys are favored by like 11 or whatever that is. It's a big number. The 49ers are favored by 13 and a half or whatever. These numbers are insane because it's professional football, and it's like we're calling blowout games. It's actually pretty crazy. But with that being said, where are you on the Miami Dolphins right now? Because obviously, anytime they play a team that's over 500 or 500, whatever, it seems to be a real struggle. Is this a statement game for the Dolphins to kind of put that a little bit to bed? And again, it's the Raiders, but they are 5-5, so we got to give them their credit because the Dolphins haven't beaten anybody that's 500 or better. So is this a statement game for the Dolphins?
Well, I think that they're going to win. I think that they're at home. They've played very well, as you mentioned, against teams that aren't that good. I think the Raiders are a dangerous team today because they got a little belief. You know, their rookie quarterback, when I watched him play, he's got some arm talent. You know, and he's got a couple wins under his belt now. So I think they've got a little juice behind him. But Miami is the better team. They're explosive offensively. You know, I think McDaniel is so refreshing as a head coach. I like Tua. Tyreek is on a whole nother level. But I don't know if I think it's a statement game. I just don't think that the Raiders are good enough for, even if the Dolphins win going away, I don't think all of us recalibrate the way we look at the Dolphins and say, well, ooh, wow, they won by 17 against the Raiders. I actually think it's a bigger game for the Raiders to see if they can be competitive with a team that's not, you know, elite, but very good. But look, the last time we saw the Dolphins, it was against the Chiefs, right? And it didn't look very good. It was an exciting game, but like for them to score that few of points, I think there's a lot of reason to be concerned if you're a Dolphins fan. I think the Raiders are going to give a much better test. And what you mentioned is spot on. I can't recall ever seeing four games in week 11 that had double-digit spreads. I don't think that's a good sign for the league moving forward. One of the things the NFL's been so good at, guys, over the years is parity. You feel like from one year to the next, like one team could get great and go on a great run. We really have a lot of good teams and some really bad teams. I'm not sure how bad the Raiders are, but I don't think for the Dolphins that this is a game, no matter what happens, that it changes the narrative. They need to beat an elite team to change the narrative.
I'm right there with you. I just kind of wanted to get your take on it. I know we're up against a break, so we'll take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation about the NFL. I do want to sneak in some tennis with you, obviously. Sinner and Joker, you were hoping for Sinner and Alcaraz, which was kind of funny because yesterday when, you know, I was texting with you, I kind of wanted to say something like, dude, what about Joker? Because you were all excited about Sinner Alcaraz. We've got Sinner Joker, and I don't know if Sinner can beat him twice in the same freaking tournament. That's all I'm trying to say. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Ari Wolf, American sportscaster, on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Lucky enough to be hanging out with American sportscaster Ari Wolf all over the map. In case you don't know, you can hear him on the preseason call for the Kansas City Chiefs. You can hear him on Stadium Networks, Pac-12 Networks, ESPN, the guy's tennis channel, all over the place. NFL Network. Am I missing anything, Ari? How many more places are you?
That's plenty right there. That's you making me sound exhausted right now. When I'm fresh with Daisy, I'm off today. I'm just a regular American NFL fan, and I'm going to be sitting around with my kids and my wife watching football just like most people.
I love it. Great to hear that you're a normal guy, man. It's cool. Okay, so before we get back into the football, and I want to talk to you about Josh Allen and the Bills and all that stuff, let's just take a little side break here from that, and let's give Mike Wilson a little education on men's tennis. Okay, so Sinner Joker going at it again. And if my knowledge is correct, this is like the fastest surface there is. What is it? They measure it from like 1 to 50, and this is like on the 42 scale, somewhere around there. Am I right?
Yes, it's the fastest surface they play on during the entire tennis season.
Good for Sinner, right? And actually good for Joker, too. So, like, who actually has the advantage here? I know the Joker is, like, minus 175. That's only for betting and this and that and the other. But hard to see him go down twice to the guy in the same tournament, right?
Well, unless for Sinner, he's now believes that he can play and beat Novak. He just did it. I think beating him twice in a week is impossible. But he will have the crowd behind him. And while Novak loves to, you know, get into it with the crowd, and I think he uses it really nicely for motivation, I've never seen a player use the crowd, no matter how they feel towards him, as something that just helps him stay engaged and get in the fight. You know, I just think Novak is going to win today. I think that he's separated himself again this year from everybody else. But Sinner is really the next guy up. You know, he showed some stuff this week that we haven't seen before. I'm still not 100% convinced he can win 7 best-of-5 set matches in a row to win a slam. But I think this is huge. It's a much bigger deal for him today than it is for Novak. You know, we look at Sasha Zverev, for instance. He owns 2 ATP Finals wins. This would be a huge stepping stone for Sinner. He'll have the crowd behind him. But one thing I've learned as a lifelong Roger Federer fan, don't bet against Novak because he's going to break your heart because the guy's just an absolute warrior.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I think I got one guy that used to use the crowd or just whatever extremely well. And I'm going to say that I would definitely put him up against Joker, and that's John McEnroe. Whether it was him just getting mad at himself, getting mad at the official, getting mad at the crowd, whatever, right? Like, I don't know if there's ever been a guy to use that like John McEnroe has. Has there ever been someone like that?
Yeah, well, McEnroe, it was a lot of anger, right? He was very upset. Right. We lived in a different time than where, you know, the chair umpire was very engaged in all the calls. There would be all kinds of, you know, I mean, he would just take out a lot of his negative energy on the chair.
True.
I think now with Novak, it's a little different. You know, Novak often is smiling when he's getting into it. He actually wants the crowd, when he's feeling like a villain, to be going against him. He thrives on that. So John was like, to me, was kind of like the crazy artist, right? I mean, he was just mad talented, and he had these bursts of outrage. And look, I was a huge McEnroe fan, so, you know, I lived through those moments. But it looks different with Novak. It's even when they're sort of with him, he'll get on them if they don't cheer at the right time, so they don't cheer loud enough. And I don't know, I think Novak does it in a way that is slightly more appealing as a viewer. I remember when McEnroe would do it, I often felt very uncomfortable thinking, you know, is he going to take it too far? Is he going to get DQ'd? Is he going to get booted from the tournament? Whereas, you know, Novak, I think, has turned it into something that he's mastered, where he is in control of the crowd and he can manipulate the crowd. So they both have been great champions. I mean, Novak has done so much more in terms of, you know, slams and Masters 1000 than McEnroe. But I think that's a really good analogy because both guys were able to use strong emotions and still turn it into high-level play, which is very challenging for most of us.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, that's the voice of American sportscaster Ari Wolf. We're talking a little tennis right now. We'll jump back into football in a moment. But always good to talk to you about anything, to be honest with you, Ari, because you're such a wealth of knowledge on basically anything and everything. Okay, so who gets it done? Is it does Sinner take it in his home country, or does Joker play that villain again, and does he get it done?
I think Novak gets it done. I think he's just going to absolutely love the atmosphere. Everyone's going to be against him. And I just think it's Novak, you know, until proven otherwise. I've so many times I've convinced myself that someone's going to beat Novak, only to find myself wrong again. So this time I'm going to avoid that. I would love to see Sinner win because I think not only is he a great talent, I love the way he carries himself. And look, you got to give that guy a lot of credit. He had, you know, his coach from childhood. He had his full team together. He fired everybody and brought in Darren Cahill and a whole new group, and it's taken his game to another level. So it's a great story. Jannik Sinner, he's still evolving as a tennis player. This will be a challenge like he's ever had, but in the end, I think Novak wins.
Yeah, and just the final question for you on tennis right now. In general, are you feeling like the game is in a really good place right now, or are you concerned at all?
I'm really not concerned. You know, on the men's side, I think Carlos Alcaraz has added a lot of fans. He has a certain style that I think just people love him. I mean, everywhere he goes, he's beloved. So, you know, between Sinner and Novak and Alcaraz, and if you're an American tennis fan, there's like half a dozen guys that are really good. I don't know if any of them are going to win a slam. I think there's a lot of depth in American men's tennis. And then on the women's side, I think you've got a great variety pack near the top of the sport. We don't have a dominant female player, but Coco Gauff and her crossover appeal winning the U.S. Open kind of changes the landscape for women's tennis. And then Coco is someone who, if she can start to collect slams, is kind of a transcendent player who's going to have a lot of like non-tennis fans rooting for her. So I do think the game is in a good shape. Look, I do a lot of podcasts with Tennis Channel, and this has sort of become my thing when people talk about this. The game is the game. And I think all of us in media love to speculate, like, how will the sport endure without Roger Federer and maybe soon without Rafael Nadal? Or how does women's tennis go on without Serena? Great players just step into those roles, and they become champions. So I am very optimistic about the current state of tennis, and I'm really looking forward to next season.
Great stuff. Obviously, really good stuff about tennis. And sorry to push you out of the conversation a little bit there, Mike Wilson, but always good to get an education about anything that's going on, and nobody better to do it than Ari Wolf for us. Okay, I want to jump back into the NFL. I want to ask you a quick question before we take the break, and then obviously the three of us will go through our games and we'll pick out what we think is going to happen in the final segment. What's going on with the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, the turnover machine? Okay, look, man, he has all kinds of talent, but to me, the dude will never win the big game because he just has too much belief in himself to make the crazy play and not the smart play. So where are you on Josh Allen and the Bills?
I'm down on him. I mean, turnovers kill you as a quarterback. He kills every team. I mean, turnover margin is the best indicator of success in the National Football League. And since Josh Allen has become the full-time starter in Buffalo, no one has committed more turnovers. So it's a big issue. I happen to love Josh Allen. I had a couple of his games when he was at Wyoming. He's everything you want in a quarterback. He's a hard worker. He's a good dude. He has incredible arm talent. All the skills are still there. But when I watch him play, I feel like he's always pressing. I feel like he's always trying to make a play when there isn't necessarily a play to be had. So I think that the learning curve for him hasn't gotten to where it needs to be, guys. He's got to learn to make better decisions with the football. They still have a very tough schedule. You know, if they don't make the playoffs, there's going to have to be a reckoning in Buffalo. And what does that mean? Does that mean McDermott's out? Because they're not getting rid of Josh Allen. So, yeah, you can fire the offensive coordinator. But if you fire a coordinator on any level, let me be quite clear about this, Andy and Mike, that is an organizational failure. If you can't be firing coaches in the middle of the season. It never goes well. So, you know, if you didn't think Dorsey was the guy as the OC, you should have figured that out last offseason. So the real salty issue for me, seeing coordinators getting fired and so that we're just playing the blame game and just getting rid of that person. It's organizational failure when you have to fire a coach in the middle of the season. So the Bills are a mess. I don't think it gets corrected. And what that coaching staff looks like at the start of next season, I have a feeling it's going to look very different.
I don't disagree with you at all. Well said. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll obviously break down what we think happens in the games. But I do need to get your thoughts and your take on Kansas City losing to Denver and what that's done for Denver to a certain degree the last couple few weeks. We'll take a break. We'll come back with American sportscaster Ari Wolf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, guiding you through it once again, which, by the way, we're always live each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you people in New Zealand, you people in Australia, I have no idea what time it is. I know you listen to us. We appreciate you. So you know what? Shoot me a message. Let me know what time it is on the other side of the world because I would love to know. I really would. But we do appreciate you checking in with us each and every week, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And again, whatever time that is for you. I have no idea. I just appreciate it. All right, we're talking with American sportscaster Ari Wolf. We've talked a lot about a lot of things. We've talked tennis. We've obviously talked a lot of football. I did mention before the break that Kansas City, that's obviously your team that you cover and you follow and you're a part of. Like, how do they lose to the Denver Broncos, which is crazy? And then what has that done for the Denver Broncos? Because we've seen over the past couple of weeks, they beat Kansas City and they beat Buffalo. So I think Kansas City's fine. I'm not really worried about them. Their defense is so much better than it's ever been. And if that offense can ever get going, I think they're very scary, Ari. But what say you?
Well, first of all, I want you to know it's about 4:43 in the morning in Australia. So now okay. You know that. I'm not concerned about Kansas City. I think they're going to be fine. The defense is better than it's been at any point since Mahomes became the starter. The offense doesn't look great. And look, this all comes down to something that other people aren't talking about. It's managing the salary cap. Because once you don't have a quarterback on a rookie deal, where you spend your money is critical because you have to make great decisions. They've drafted well that defense, especially on the back end. Almost all those guys are second-year guys. They make very little money. The deal is that they haven't invested in the wide receiver position now in a few years because they don't have enough money. So they're trying to do it by putting money in the right spots. Right now, their defense is better than their offense, but if you got Mahomes, you got a chance. I think on paper, and I felt this way in the Super Bowl, that the Eagles are a better football team. They are better on both sides of the line. They have better skill players. The one difference is they don't have Patrick Mahomes, and they also don't have Andy Reid, who I think is the best play caller in the league. So I think KC is going to be fine, but I don't think anybody's going to be surprised if Philadelphia wins a close game. I don't think that then changes the narrative on those two teams being elite teams in their respective conferences. And let me just throw in one little nugget. That field in Arizona for the Super Bowl was a disgrace. Nobody could make moves. You couldn't get off the ball when you're rushing the passer. So I think this is actually going to be a better measuring stick of Kansas City versus Philadelphia because the quality of the field at Arrowhead will be in good condition. So it's just another thing to think about. I think the pass rush may not get sacked, but I think that Patrick will have to scramble a lot. I think Kansas City is going to have to do a lot of things well to win because I have the Eagles winning a close one.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Ari, yeah.
No, look, my question is simply this. How good are the Detroit Lions? I mean, this is a great story because Detroit's been down for so long, but how good are those lie downs?
I think they're great, guys. You know, their defense is solid. The offense is good. Jared Goff, I think, is a guy, like, he's like the Rodney Dangerfield of the NFL. Guy gets no respect, right? I mean, he is an elite quarterback, whether you like it or not. And they also, they've got something going there, right? That their head coach has changed the culture there. So I think there's, you know, if you're in the NFC, after Philadelphia and San Francisco, I think Detroit is the next team. So they're a team that's going to be fun to watch. I do think this is a trap game this week for them. I think they win, but I think it's a closer game against the Bears than many people believe. I think Justin Fields is going to come back, hopefully, a smarter quarterback, having watched the rookie play. The rookie had a lot of turnovers, but he ran the offense much better than Justin Fields did. So it'll be a good test for Detroit today against Chicago, but I am a full believer in the Lions.
Good stuff. All right, let's run through the games, fellas. Steelers and Browns. Browns are playing quarterback number three because P.J. Walker, they think the ceiling is higher with the other guy. So, hey, they also have, on the other side of the ball, Kenny Pickett, who hasn't been so great as a quarterback. I think I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns here, guys. I don't know why, but I feel like I'm taking the Cleveland Browns to get it done at home against a Steeler team that has trouble scoring. Ari, what say you?
I think it's a bold prediction. I kind of like it. I was definitely going to go the other way with the Steelers, but I kind of feel what you're thinking. So Walker has been able to play and ran the offense well enough for them to be competitive in game. And the UCLA quarterback, the kid's got a lot of skills. I mean, he's going to be pretty raw.
Yep.
I think it's a ballsy call by you, and I'm going to change my mind, and I'm taking the Steelers.
Okay. Mike, I already know Mike's taking the Steelers, but go ahead, Mike.
No, I'm actually going to make it a trifecta. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Browns because I think the Browns' defense – is going to be there. It's always going to be there, and their offense is going to be the Browns' offense is going to be good enough. And like you said, Andy, the Steelers struggle to score; like it can get ugly. So I'm going to take Cleveland today.
Wow! So we got two on Cleveland, one on the Steelers. Okay, Bears in the lie downs. I don't think the lie downs lie down. I think like Ari, I'm starting to believe that the Detroit Lions might be legit. And if it's not San Francisco or Philadelphia, then it's got to be the lie downs. I got the Lions winning, and I hear you on Justin Fields, but first game back, maybe Detroit gets after him a little bit, and maybe he struggles a little bit to start the game, and then Chicago is battling to get back in the game a little bit. So I'm going to take the Detroit Lions at home. Ari, who you got?
Well, I'm taking Detroit, but if you're making a bet on the game, I'd say you take the Bears and the points. I don't think they lose by double digits, but I definitely see Detroit winning at home.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I got Detroit all day.
All right, Chargers playing my Green Bay Packers, who, by the way, the Cincinnati Bengals have two quarterbacks better than Jordan Love. And I might be kidding or I might not be kidding. I don't know exactly. But I'll tell you what, I like Justin Herbert. I like the offense that they have. And I think they go into Green Bay, and I think they roll on the Green Bay Packers. I'm taking the Chargers. Ari, who you got?
Wow, that's quite a sad statement on the current Green Bay Packers organization that you're taking a soft Southern California team to head in November to Green Bay and win. And you know what? I think you're right. I think Green Bay is a mess. I think the Jordan Love thing is a mess. I think that the whole organization looks like they've lost their way at this point. But just keep in mind, the Chargers may have the better team, but when you've got Brandon Staley as head coach, he can find a way to lose too. But I'm going to go with you and go with the Chargers.
There we go.
Mike, who you got?
Now, I, you know what? I'm going to go with the Chargers too. But the whole time, Ari, I'm sitting here going, oh, here comes Brandon Staley rant inbound. Here we go. Yep.
Raiders and Dolphins. I'm going to take the Dolphins, but I'll tell you what. I agree with you, Ari. For some weird reason, I feel like the Raiders are going to play them better than we expect. And 14
yep.
is crazy to me in the NFL. But I do like the Dolphins to get it done, but a lot closer than the experts think. What say you?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think it's a closer game. I think the Raiders' defense is good enough to keep it close. I worry how many points they can score against one of the most explosive offenses in the league. But this is a get-right game for the Dolphins, and I see the Dolphins winning, but not by 14. I think it's going to be closer to a touchdown or 10-point max.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with my Dolphins today by about a touchdown.
This is probably one of the lousier games on the docket. Giants playing the Commanders. I think some guy named DeVito or what. I don't even know what the hell's going on in New York at this point. But I'm going to go with the Commanders. I don't really like them either. But it's so bad for the Giants. You got to take the Commanders. Ari?
Yeah, I actually think that Sam Howell's solid. As the season's gone on, you know, they're winning games, and he's a big reason for it. I think Washington has reason to be optimistic that they have their quarterback of the future. And just one little nugget on the Giants. Let's all remember that Brian Daboll was the NFL Coach of the Year last year, and now they are one of the worst teams in the National Football League. It's not like he forgot how to coach football, but I think it's just a reminder to fans how quickly things can go the wrong direction on you, whether it's injuries, locker room culture. So they are a mess. I'm going Commanders all day.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Commanders as well. I mean, I turned down a contract offer from the Giants on Wednesday, so I'm going to have to go with the Commanders.
I like it. Yeah, you and me both. I think they called me up, and I told my agent just to forget about it. I'm not taking the call. All right, so the Cowboys are playing the Panthers. I think it's going to be a tough day for the Panthers. The Cowboys are playing pretty well, and when they got it going, man, their offense is legit, and we know the defense. Cowboys all day, Ari. Who you got?
I think the Cowboys are going to win, but I'll just throw this one little reminder. They went to Arizona and played. That's the only win Arizona has this year is beating Dallas. I think Dallas is the kind of team that plays well at home. They get excited for certain road games, but they traditionally, these kind of games, they make them too close for comfort. The only reason Dallas is 100% going to win is because the Carolina offense is absolutely hard to watch. Dallas wins going away.
Mike, who you got?
Well, Carolina's already on the clock for the draft, so I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys today.
Titans and Jags.
Hey, let me just check that. Just so you remember, yeah. Carolina doesn't have their first-round pick. So they're not playing for anything.
Oh,
they're
playing
to give their pick to Chicago.
That's right.
True. True.
Yeah, they're a mess, right? So they're not going to have that number one pick. If you're a Bears fan, you could be looking at two top five picks. So, you know, if they could just figure out who to take, the Bears, you know, have some upside. But, yeah, no, it's that's a mess.
Titans and Jags. I think this is a get-right game for the Jags. I got the Jags all day, Ari.
I'm with you. I think, you know, the Jags only scored 3 points at home. I think it was a big wake-up call. I think they win this game comfortably.
Mike, who you got?
Jacksonville all day.
We didn't talk about this, but I thought Kyler Murray looked the best that he's ever looked. You talked about somebody before sitting back and watching. That's exactly what Kyler was able to do. I was so impressed with this dude the first game. However, they're going to Houston. They're playing the Texans. And C.J. Stroud has been just as good, or if not better, obviously. I'm taking the Texans, Ari.
Yeah, I'm taking the Texans at home, but I agree with you. What I want to see from Kyler Murray, because I've gotten after him a few times. I don't like his body language. I don't like his lack of leadership. But I think the getting injured, being humbled, he comes back. It looked good this past week. I want to continue to see him act the right way, even when he faces adversity. But I think today the Texans win.
Who you got, Mike?
Yeah, I got C.J. Stroud and the Texans today.
All right, Buccaneers, 49ers. I got the 49ers. Ari, how about you?
Yeah, I think we saw the 49ers are back in a big way. They looked awesome last week. I don't see how Baker Mayfield and Tampa really put up much of a challenge. I think the Niners blow them out.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I got 49ers. This ain't going to be close.
Jets and Bills. This is a must-win for the Bills, guys. We got to take the Bills, and if they lose this week, I think I'm off the Bills train completely. What say you, Ari?
Well, you know, the Jets, just their offense is just so bad. It's kind of sad because, you know, if Aaron Rodgers really can come back from an Achilles injury in the same season, it would have been an incredible story. But he's going to come back to a team that's out of the playoff race. I'm with you. The Bills get a get-right win at home today.
Mike, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going with Buffalo at home.
Seahawks and Rams, and then the Vikings and Broncos. I'm going to take the Seahawks, and I'm going to take the Vikings. Who do you got, Ari?
I'm with you. I like that Seahawks team. I like him, and I think that the Minnesota story is one of the best things we got going. Go, Josh Dubb, go. What a story. The guy is
I agree, Mike.
A winner, and he's about to get paid.
I agree, Mike.
Seahawks and Vikings. Seahawks and Vikings.
And then we already know. We got the Eagles on Monday night. Everybody or just Ari and I? Mike?
I'm going to go with Kansas City at home.
All right. Mike's got Kansas City. You and I have the Eagles. All right. We're coming back with parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. Ari Wolf, Mike Wilson, and Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Everybody, welcome back for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson and Ari Wolf, American sportscaster. I would be Andy Dorf, and at this time we do our parting shots. Ari, you are up first, my friend.
Well, to all the people out there that love and believe in Lincoln Riley, consider me out. I am done with Lincoln Riley as the USC head coach, and we're not even two seasons in. Watching this incredibly talented roster regress and watch Caleb Williams regress. I look for developing players. That's the sign of great coaching. Every USC player has gone downhill, has regressed this year.
I can't believe I'm saying it. They gave him $100 million. I already want Lincoln Riley out at USC.
Mike, you're up.
Well, on the opposite side of that, I'm going to give a shout-out to the Oregon Ducks. That team up in Eugene is legit. That offense is no joke. Bo Nix is no joke. Bo Nix is probably going to win the Heisman, which is just crazy to think somebody from Oregon's going to win it again, but Oregon is no joke.
My parting shot is enjoy your Sunday, watch football, have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you guys next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Thanks, Ari. Thanks, Mike. And thanks, Robert. Peace, everybody. Take care.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.